Welcome to Torah Yimecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Flamenoft, and today we will be studying Sefer Divrei Yamim Bet, Perek Yedaled. Chapter 14 is the first of three chapters that will discuss Asa, Melech Yehuda, Asa, son of Aviah, the king of the southern kingdom. Right away we are told, Vayas Asa Hatov V'yashar Be'enei Hashem Elokav. Asa did what was good and pleasing to the Eternal, his God. He is the first king since Shlomo to receive a positive evaluation right at the start. We should make sure to give Asa, king of Yehuda, the recognition he deserves. His 41-year reign was one of steady and principled leadership, characterized by unwavering fidelity to Hashem. Indeed, Sefer Melachim grants Asa its highest commendation, a favorable comparison to his illustrious great-great-grandfather, David HaMelech. Chazal in the Midrash praise Asa as well, when they wrote, Kol hashvin chavivin le'olam, all the sevens are beloved. This is a concept that emphasizes the spiritual significance and positive nature of the number seven. And the Midrash continues, B'mlachim hashvi'i chaviv, Shaul, Ishboshet, David, Shlomo, Rechavim, Aviya, Asa. The seventh of the kings is beloved, and that refers to Asa. The next few psukim describe his righteous actions. Vayaser et mizbechot hanechar vehabamot, vayishaber et hamasevot, vayigada et haasherim. He abolished the alien altars and shrines, he smashed the pillars, and cut down the sacred posts. Asa removed all forms of avodah zarah, idol worship. Where did this idol worship come from? In Melachim, though not in Divrei HaYamim, we learn that during Rechavam's reign, Vayas Yehuda hara be'enei Hashem, Vayikanu oto mikol asher asu avotam, bechatzotam asher chat'u. Yehuda did what was displeasing to God, provoking more outrage than their ancestors had by the sins that they committed. Vayivnu gam hema lehem bamot umatzevot va'asherim al kol givak voha v'tachat kol eitz ra'anan. They too built for themselves shrines, pillars, and sacred posts on every high hill and under every leafy tree. V'gam kadesh haya ba'aretz, asu k'chol ha-to'evot ha-goyim, asher horish Hashem b'pnei b'nei Yisrael. There were also prostitutes in the land. Yehuda initiated all the abhorrent practices of the nations that God had dispossessed before the Israelites. But it is interesting that we are told that Asa eliminated the prostitutes as well in Melachim, but no mention of it in Divrei HaYamim. We are going to see that Asa's reforms are the direct reason why he is going to be successful in the Cushite War in verse 8. Removing prostitutes, though important, is a problem of the individual, and in Divrei HaYamim, that's not the focus. Ezra is focused on the national malaise that Asa gets rid of. After Asa removes the Avodah Zarah, we read that he says to his kingdom, Vayomer liyuda lidrosh et Hashem elokei avoseim v'la'asot hatorah v'hamitzvah. He ordered Yehuda to turn to the eternal God of their ancestors and to observe the teaching and the commandment. We see that Asa did that which his father had failed to do. He inspired the people to actively seek out a life devoted to Torah and mitzvot. We see in the next verse that his words worked and Vayasar mikol arei Yehuda et habamot ve'et hachamanim v'tishkot hamamlacha lefanav. He abolished the shrines and the incense stands throughout the cities of Yehuda, and the kingdom was tranquil before him. The people set about cleansing the land from the idolatrous altars, which Asa's efforts described in Pasuk Bet, verse 2, that they had not been able to touch. In the next verse, we are told that Asa built cities for defense, for the land was quiet, and in those years there was no war with him, because Hashem had given him rest. Asa realized that the tranquility which the land was enjoying did not derive from military or political considerations, but only from Hashem's direct intervention as a reward for their constant seeking out of Hashem. He realized that the possibility existed that times may come when they would no longer merit such protection, and he urged the people to fortify their cities against such a time and not to rely on miracles. Verse 8 records a war. Vayetze aleim zerach hakushi v'chayel elef alfayim u'markavot shalosh ma'ot v'yavo ad maresha. Zerach the Kushite marched out against them with an army of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots. He came to Maresha. Asa went out to do battle and said to Hashem in verse 10, Hashem, ein imcha la'azor, ben rav le'ein koach, ezreinu Hashem elokeinu, ki alecha nish'anu, ubishimcha banu al ha'amon hazeh, Hashem elokeinu, ata al ya'atzor imcha enosh. O Eternal One, it is all the same to you to help the numerous and the powerless. Help us, our Eternal God, for we rely on you. And in your name, we have come against this great multitude. You are the Eternal, our God. Let no mortal hinder you. It is worth noting what the Midrash discusses in Eicha Rabbah. It analyzes the divergent attitudes of four kings to their wars, David, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiyahu. In a descending progression, each one demanded a greater involvement on the part of Hashem in their battles. David said, Erdof ovai v'asigem, I will pursue my enemies and overtake them. David was able to recognize that victory came from God, even if he was totally involved in the fighting. Asa said, Ein ani ein bi koach laharog lahem, ela ani rodef otam va'ata oseh. I have no strength to kill, I will only pursue. Asa knew that the more the people were involved, the less they would see Hashem's hand in the process. And that is in fact what we see. Vayigof Hashem et HaKushim. Hashem responded and struck down the Cushites before Asa and Yehuda, and the Cushites fled. Asa then pursued them until Grar, and men from the Cushite army fell. We are told in verse 12, Vayis'u shalal harbe ma'od. They carried away very much booty. There's great significance to this, and in order to understand it, we need to refer back to the Talmud in Psachim that we referred to in chapter 12. We learned that when Shishak, the king of Egypt, fought against Rehoboam, he took from Rehoboam the great wealth which the Jews had taken out of Egypt in fulfillment of Hashem's promise to Abraham. The Gemara there continues and records that Ba Zerach Melech Kush Unitalo Mishishak Ba Asa Unitalo Mizerach Melech Kush. Zerach the Cushite had wrested the treasure of Egypt from Shishak, and he brought it with him into this battle with Asa. Asa then took it from Zerach the Cushite king. Rashi in Psachim explains that it was customary to carry the national treasure into battle so that awareness of what they stood to lose might spur the fighters to greater efforts. The treasure had been lost due to Rehoboam's weak leadership and forsaking the Torah of Hashem, and it was lost to Shishak, but Asa's benign and righteous rule had lifted the people to a level at which Hashem was once more willing to trust them with the power implicit in the treasure of Egypt. The potential of this time can't help but make us excited for the future of Malchut Yehuda and the people of Israel. The victory over the Cushites is a direct result of the national reforms instituted by Asa. The last two psukim of the Perek, verses 13 to 14, state that after defeating the Cushites at Grar, they now attacked all of the cities which were around Grar and took spoils from those cities. It is explained that ki haya pachat Hashem aleihem, for the fear of Hashem was upon them. The Malbim explains that this was not part of the Cushite war. These cities were not attacked by Hashem as the Cushites had been in verse 11, Vayigof Hashem et HaKushim, and Hashem defeated the Cushites. These cities were conquered by natural means, and the fact that we are told that the fear of Hashem was upon them indicates that it was divinely sanctioned. They also attacked the tents of pastoral people, destroyed them, and took their cattle. The chapter ends with them all returning to Jerusalem. We can imagine what a triumphant return it was. This shir is dedicated Lezecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudit Bak Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivat Zion left an indelible mark on her many students.